It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
I'm not sure if you if you've heard about what the UK is doing with this lifetime ban on buying cigarettes. So this is something New Zealand did, but the UK is doing it now too. So they've now put in place a lifetime ban on buying tobacco for anyone born after 2009.
Yeah, they've been talking about doing this for a long time.
So that means if you're born after 2009, you will never be able to legally purchase tobacco products in the UK.
Right.
And then every year they will extend that, so they will make sure they'll extend the legal age for smoking by 1 year. So then, but I mean, listen, if you want darts, you're going to get darts. I mean, as long as they're still in rotation, you're still going to get them. However, if it's a hassle to buy them, kids just may be like, it's just not worth it.
Well, so it'll be if they, eventually it'll be a smoke-free country is what they're aiming for.
But
right?
Here's the thing, though. Tobacco is one thing, but nicotine in general. I mean, you've got those pouches, right? Those... They call them Zins, but I know here they're not Zins. Whatever it is. And then you've got, vaping and all that kind of stuff.
I'm sure that'll be going away as well. I'm guessing that they'll be getting rid of that.
I don't know, but this will be coming to Canada. This, I guarantee, now, especially now that the UK is doing it.
We can't do that. We need the tax dollars here. Right? Seriously, and that's actually why it was New Zealand. They did it, but they brought it back because they needed the tax money.
So hold on. So in New Zealand, now they can smoke whenever?
I'm pretty positive that they reversed that one, and it was in New Zealand.
Well,
and a lot of it had to do with the amount of tax money.
But keep in mind, Australia also had a carbon tax, and then they got rid of that because they found out it wasn't working. So we don't learn from every country's mistakes.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So they are experiencing what they call an historic weather event in Dubai right now.
18 months of rain falling in 24 hours. That's crazy chaos happening there.
Almost by the end of yesterday, they had received almost 6 inches of rain. And you're saying, isn't that the desert? You are correct. That is the desert. Now, and
you keep going.
It's not a natural rainfall. You need to understand that they seed the clouds. Okay, so they seed the clouds in order to cool things down and to get some moisture for the area.
Well, and when the ground is that dry, it does not absorb it.
Right.
Right away.
Like Vegas. Yeah, Vegas, right? Phoenix, same thing. It just rolls off. The water doesn't know where to go.
Yeah, that's why you constantly need moisture.
Yeah.
So it keeps absorbing.
Right, but they overseeded the clouds. So they fly these planes into clouds that already have some rain in them.
A bit of moisture.
And they fly these planes into them, and they put in some kind of chemical into the clouds.
Chemtrails.
Absolutely. And then that seeds the clouds, and then they start to rain. Well, they went up 6 times, apparently. It seeded the clouds.
Ooh, someone's going to be in trouble.
They overdid it.
Just looking at the pictures and all of these, like, I don't even know what these vehicles would be worth.
Oh,
millions of dollars, some of them. Completely flooded. Water up to the window inside of the vehicle.
Yeah, parking garages, like underground parking garages in these places that have billionaires living in them.
Yeah.
They're just all flooded out. Shopping malls. The funny thing is, though, there was, I saw a video yesterday of these people walking through a very high-end Dubai shopping mall, and there's water literally pouring from the ceiling of stores, and they just keep walking around shopping. They're like,
really?
Yeah. They're just walking through, grabbing their items.
Huh.
Have you ever seen, like, Dubai is, I mean, I know their human rights is questionable. But they're so rich over there that they don't even care about what kind of vehicle you own anymore. That's right. Like, you could pull up in a McLaren and they'd be like, whatever.
Well, yeah, there's so many of them around.
A Bugatti, whatever.
So it's actually,
but it's all about license plate numbers. So the lower your license plate number is, the wealthier you are. So if you drive around with just one for a license plate number,
you are
that's worth
loaded.
Millions and millions and millions of dollars.
So it's actually salt that they release into the promising clouds.
Well,
that's what they call the seeding. It's salt.
As Tracy Morgan would say, they got them clouds pregnant.
Chad and Evan Daly.
If you celebrate more than just your birthday, something's wrong with you. And by that I mean, don't celebrate a birthday week. Don't celebrate a birthday month. You celebrate your birthday, and then that's it. You move on. Especially if you're over the age of, like, 20.
21.
Okay.
Right? But, because then people always celebrate being legal everywhere.
I have never celebrated a birthday week in my life. Like, you have there's got to be, you know what I mean? There's got to be a certain level of confidence there. I don't have that confidence.
You don't have the confidence to stand there with a couple of balloons with your age?
No, but to say that I'm worth a week of celebrations.
You're worth more, Chad.
I don't understand the idea of that. And I've seen it all over on social media.
I seen it.
Birthday week. Oh, it's birthday week. It's birthday week. It's not birthday week. You celebrate. What you do is you act like your birthday is nothing, and then you have a little cake at supper time, and then that's it. And then you go to bed.
So, see, you're one end of the spectrum. And so you're complaining about the other end of the spectrum. You're like,
really,
the world.
Really,
you're like
though.
Left versus right. There's only two ways.
If you run into a 50-year-old person who still celebrates birthday week, Evan.
Yeah, that's pathetic.
55.
That's pathetic.
Birthday week. Mm-hmm. An entire week of like... And there's an expectation of you celebrating it with them.
Oh, yeah,
so
no,
you need to go out for suppers with them. Multiple suppers.
If they're paying.
And it's every year.
Oh, I'm not paying that much. I buy a beer, but that's it.
One beer.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what I do. Like, if you have a birthday. Here. Hey, happy birthday. You slide him a beer. There you go.
Sure.
That's it.
That's all you need
Here's
to do.
Here's your card.
That's it.
Okay.
Good
now give me a little piece of McCain Deep and Delicious pie, a cake, and then I'm going to go to sleep.
Chad and Evan Daly.
It was exactly 1 year ago that there was the major heist of gold at Pearson International Airport. $20 million worth of stuff just went poof, gone.
It's gone.
$2 million in cash, 400 kilograms of gold out the door. And they don't know how it happened, or at least they didn't. But as of today, they may have an idea. They've just announced the Peel Regional Police, you know, the ones in control of Pearson International Airport, along with the ATF in the U.S. have announced 9 people have been arrested in connection with the gold heist.
I bet you we find out that there will be more.
Oh, I don't know, but 9, I mean, maybe 2 more to make it 11. That would be perfect. Yeah but then they'll call it Pearson's 11.
Chad and Evan Daly.
When you're trying to watch a show, Chad.
Yeah.
Do you waste time trying to figure out what you're going to watch?
Yes.
Like every single other person in
yes.
the world?
Yes. Especially when it's both of us, when it's my wife and I both looking. Because now you got to find a show and you have to agree on said
show. Agree on said show.
Like,
that's
do you want to watch a serious show? Do you want to watch a comedy?
And it's going to depend on the time of night, how long the shows are.
That's right.
And it's like, oh, well, this one's 40 minutes. Well, we'll watch 2 episodes of a 22-minute show, right? So we waste a ton of time doing that. And there's times where we don't figure anything out. We just watch previews just for shows. And but then we end up going to bed.
Then you say, just put on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Like, just whatever.
Something
just
that you've watched.
Yeah, Seinfeld. Just put Seinfeld on.
So according to some research on this, Chad.
Yeah.
People spend a staggering 182.5 hours per year trying to figure out what to watch. 30 minutes per day is what that equals.
Oh my God. That 182. Seems
I don't think it is.
I don't think I'd do
we
that
might,
much.
I think that we probably, the old battle axe and I, we're probably on the high end of this. For sure we would spend that. Like, I mean, I don't stay up and watch TV anymore. I rarely watch TV. If I'm lucky, I'll watch some on the weekend. And I guarantee you last week, I didn't even spend a half an hour or an hour watching TV.
Well, the thing, I don't get a choice. My kids, like, it's Paw Patrol. It's, you know, it's...
That's a little different, but I'm talking about...
YouTube videos. I don't
have trying to decide, you know? Like, do you watch TV before going to bed?
Evan, I have a wife and 3 kids.
I
decide nothing.
Chad and Evan, Daily.
A real live weekend at Bernie's.
This is...
horrified.
Well, so you found the unedited version. Oh, I started watching the edited version, and then you showed me the unedited.
It's horrible.
I shared this on our website, thewolfrocks.com.
Yeah.
Did a bit of a blog about it, but a woman was arrested after taking a dead man into a bank in a wheelchair and trying to get him to sign off on a four-figure loan in her name.
Not just a dead man, her dead uncle.
That's right.
He had died, must have died like...
just a few hours before.
With her.
Yeah.
Like, not in a hospital. He died. He must have died at home or something. And at that time, she was like, well, he has money in his bank account. So I'm going to wheel him down to the bank. He must not have agreed to give her the money when he was alive. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wheel him down to the bank and I'm going to act like he's alive. And I'm even going to move his hand and his head and everything in a wheelchair to try and get, like, even move his hand to get him to make the signature for $3,200. It's not like it was, $3,200, yeah, it's nice. But yeah, it's not like it's worth going to jail for.
So she was saying in the video, and they translated it because it was in Rio de Janeiro,
yeah,
sign here and stop giving me a headache is what she said. The silence.
To
the dead uncle. And then the banker saying, I don't think this is legal. He doesn't look well. He's very pale. And then she responded with, oh, he's like that. And then the banker, if you're not well. Oh, no, she said, sorry, if you're not well, I can take you to the hospital. Do you want to go back to the hospital again?
No. So what happened was, the people at the bank were like, all right, something's up here. So they called authorities, and authorities came down to the bank, and they were like, this guy's dead.
Yeah.
He's dead, and he's been dead for a few hours.
But she's trying to convince the banker that he was just unwell.
Yeah.
And that's why she was saying that.
Unwell to the point where he doesn't have a pulse. But she is being charged with attempted robbery by deception and desecration of a corpse. And I'll tell you this. If you have the opportunity to watch the unedited video,
and you're not going to be grossed out by it,
you won't be. But it is deeply disturbing.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I love video games. I play them, you know, every now and then. More now than I have in recent years, just because we got the new video game system at Christmas. So I sit down and play when I want to check out a little bit. And Grand Theft Auto, probably not going to be on my list just because I don't want it in the house with the young kids, but, nonetheless.
Just don't let them play it.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, but it's tough to play those kind of games when you have kids because it's, you know, you're probably locked into like a, whatever, it doesn't matter. Grand Theft Auto coming out, the new one will come out next year.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're not making any money. I mean, obviously, yeah, they're going to be spending to develop it, right? But the owner of Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, the company. The
yeah.
What's their name?
They, the industry-wide spending, Rockstar Games.
Well, yeah, Rockstar.
Their owner, Take-Two, though. Right? So the owner of...
Rockstar Games, Take-Two, yeah.
Yeah. So they have laid off 550 employees.
Yeah.
Because they were upset. They only made $2.2 billion profit last year. That's upsetting. You know, you're only making $2.2 billion. You maybe could have made 2.3.
Here's the thing. It's just...
2.3, Jet. Not even. It wouldn't have even been that much.
We've talked about corporate greed before, and now more than ever, because a lot of corporations... Yes, it's not an easy time to do business. I understand that. But there are a lot of corporations that will always take that as an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go, look, it's really hard doing, but look, it's not an easy environment right now. It's just, it's not an easy environment. It's like, okay, I get it. But if you take a look at your books or some of the books, it's like, no, it's not that. It's the fact that you've promised investors 12% profit every quarter.
Well,
And to have 12%, a 12% increase in profit every quarter is just not feasible.
Well, you look at oil companies and it's just record growth all the time.
And
profits.
But investors expect that now. It's record profits are an expectation.
Mm-hmm.
They don't ever want to break even. They don't ever want to just take the same amount every single quarter.
I mean,
No.
You're breaking even. No one gets into business to break even. But as long as you're making some money, right? It doesn't have to be record profits every time. But
they're not making some money. They're making $2 billion.
That's FU money.
A couple grand.
Yeah.
It's like $3,500 to haul your dead uncle down to a bank.
Chad and Evan Daly.
James Hetfield, lead singer of Metallica. He's tatted up. He's got the tattoos.
He's got one or two.
Yeah, sure. He's a rock star. It's what they do, those rock stars, to get the tattoos. He has a new one. Now you're saying, why do we care? Well, this is an interesting one. It's right on his middle finger. And it's the Iron Cross that, the Lemmy Kilmister, Lemmy, the Iron Cross, right? Lemmy, of course, lead singer Motorhead. Lemmy is God. Not only is it in honor of Lemmy, but when Lemmy died, he asked that all of his close friends get bullets filled with his ashes. So, you know, Dave Grohl, James Hetfield's one of them. I think the rumor is Slash got one.
They're out there. All the names are out there. I forget them all.
So, anyway, James Hetfield took some of Lemmy's ashes and put them into the tattoo. So now he has an Iron Cross tattooed on his middle finger for Lemmy, with Lemmy in the tattoo. And why did he do it? Well,
he loves Lemmy.
He said, black ink mixed with a pinch of his cremation ashes that were so graciously given to me. So now he is still able to fly the bird at the world.
That's a great reason to do it.
Of course.
Supporting an old pal.
Oh, yeah.
Letting his legacy live on in your own blood.
Through the middle finger that Lemmy oh so often flashed to the world.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.